Welcome to my podcast. My name is Sabi and this is Sabi for Six. Now, you might guess the title of this is pretty self-explanatory, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. This is me, Sabi, talking to you for 6 minutes every week. I'll be sharing stories, I'll be sharing what I'm going through in my life, I'll be sharing things that I have seen during the week that I want to discuss. Generally, this is just me talking to you for 6 minutes. Now, a little bit about me. I am 22 and a half years old and I am a digital media graduate. So I finished uni around May or June this year and I started 4 years ago. So I had a gap in between. I would love to tell you all about that another time, but use that moment to remind you that, listen, when you need to take a break, don't feel guilty. Don't feel like you're going to be left behind, because honestly, your mental health comes first and it's important to do what your body and your mind tells you to do at the time you feel like you need to do it. When I came back, I've actually achieved a first class degree. Amen. Definitely amen, because it's honestly by God's grace that I achieved that grade. Like, if you know me, you'd know that uni was a struggle for me. And if you don't know me, you will think that I was out here on campus having the time of my life, because I really did do enjoyment. Like, I also made sure that I had fun at uni. I did a lot of church, you know, first love, but also my church. But there was times where I just let loose as well and I had quite a lot of fun. Sometimes, actually in some cases, I wish I did kind of do more on the social side in terms of join societies, definitely, as I wasn't really part of any. I'd say that's something that I would wish to do if I had another chance. And boy, as a graduate, finding a 9-to-5 after uni is hard, but during a pandemic sorry, I can't stop saying it like that, during a pandemic, it is so much harder. So I'm a freelancer, like I'm a freelance creative. I freelance in a few different things, but what I do has definitely been affected by the pandemic and stuff. Some stuff hasn't, for example the marketing and social media side, I can still carry on with that, but in terms of workshops and like teaching young people within their community environments or during their school environments, that's something that has taken a hit. And I also feel like people have been able to adjust to doing online so well, and it just doesn't feel like it's for me. I don't know what it is, but teaching and facilitating online just doesn't feel the same to me, and I haven't quite been able to adjust. And it depends how long this panoramic it depends how long this pandemic is really going to affect our lives for, but I am going to have to get used to it very soon, because I've got young people's lives to change, I've got young people's lives to affect, and I can't lie, I've also got money to make, so something on that front needs to happen. But guys, finding a job is so hard. Like, I have received so many rejections for full-time work because I'm not ready to be a full-time freelancer yet. I'm doing well, but I'm not, and I don't want to freelance full-time until I'm at least 25. I've got 3 years to go, and even then I'll probably be saying I don't want to freelance until I'm 30. I do know that I want to work for a while before I work for myself full time. So at the moment I freelance and I'm also working part time in social media, which I'm very much enjoying, but I just want a 9-to-5. I want that solid 2 years of experience. So I've got that in my degree to fall back on if kind of doing whatever I've set out to do doesn't provide me the lifestyle in which I feel I deserve. So yeah, I saw a story on like a restaurant that would normally have around 20 applications to be a waitress or waiter at their restaurant, having over 500 applications for that job. Now, really think about that. Like, being a graduate and trying to find, you know, fulfilling work is hard enough, but now in a panoramic, it is so much harder. So that's just what I've been thinking about this week. I might go more into it next week, but I also believe that my skill set and my experience will land me in a role that is for me. Like, the role that is for me will not pass me, and that is what I strongly believe. So if you're out there looking for work, I absolutely believe the same for you too. And I really hope that you'll stick around to hear more Sibby for Six and to just hear more about me. And hopefully you'll be able to relate to some of the things that I'm going through and some of the things that are happening in my life and are yet to happen. Bye.